I attended a class 3 years ago that changed the way I see and respond to people forever. My name is Kathy Cast. I'm an IT project manager at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. I'm also a distinguished Toastmaster and Division Q Director for District 56. The class I attended 3 years ago was called Grateful Leadership. Judy Umless, author of the book Grateful Leadership, taught the class. I chose this class because of the title, but the message was simply profound, and it was the idea of treating others with the deeper respect that touched my core. Learning the power of acknowledgement to change lives for the better gave me a mission. I was never to be the same. When my son left home and went to college, I was an empty nester on steroids. I began working 3 jobs, my regular day job, also a waitress job where I could serve others and be around people, and finally a large ladies' dress shop so I could help bigger-than-average ladies see their own beauty. One night when I was waiting table, a young lady sat in my section. She ordered everything, and I mean everything. She started with a cocktail, then she ordered a big fried onion that was enough for 4 people. She ordered a salad and a steak. She even ordered dessert and another cocktail. Well, this took a lot of time. Over 2 hours, we visited. We exchanged life stories, told childhood histories, laughed at each other and ourselves. We shared disappointments as well as victories. Her name was Carol. I told her to come back soon and how great it was to get to know her. As we hugged goodbye, I just thought she was someone that was beautiful, one of those people that touches your life for a moment, but you'll never see them again. The next day, in walks Carol with an older woman who looks just like her. Her mother, perhaps. That was indeed the case. Carol was delighted to introduce me to her mom. They said that they just couldn't wait to meet me because Carol had talked about me all night long. I went about the business of taking their order and being their waitress. And at some point during their meal, Carol went to the ladies' room, I presume. I saw her mother urgently waving me over to the table. I thought something must be wrong and ran over to see what was the matter. As I approached the table, her mother grabbed my hand with both of hers. Tears began streaming down her cheeks. She told me that Carol confessed that last night had been her last meal. As soon as she finished dinner with me, her plan was to go out and commit suicide. Talking to me helped her to find the strength to keep living, she said. I was stunned. I hadn't done anything at all. Nothing that special. All I did was see her. Grateful leadership, acknowledging others, is not something I try to do. It is now just what I do naturally. Seeing people from the inside out, instead of from the outside in, changed my life and was instrumental in saving Carol. I am currently in training to become a grateful leadership trainer, because I want to help others see themselves and those around them for the amazing humans they are. I am called to serve. I am challenged to lead. I am purposed to be that voice that says, acknowledge one another and find the power within.